Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Believers in Haiti navigate urgent needs for food distribution as the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of crisis. Then we'll share the story of a brother in Southeast Asia who turned his business into a ministry. We'll have more on that in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where more than 2 million, that's 1 in 5 Haitians, are at emergency or catastrophic levels of need for food. 8,000 have crossed into Phase 5 of the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification System. It means they're facing the threat of starvation. The UN World Food Program has appealed for nearly $50 million to respond, but David Durance with Teach Beyond explains the trouble on the ground.
It's not that there's a shortage of food, but there's a shortage of access to food. The problem is actually getting food to the right people in the right moment.
Haiti's lack of infrastructure in many cases means Teach Beyond's local partners have to determine when and where aid can be given. Their missionaries see gospel significance.
How do we walk alongside the believing church in these moments, knowing this is actually the critical opportunity where the church can be most visible and most itself, if you will, in a community.
Thanks to COVID, Teach Beyond's campus easily pivots between in-person and online classes, depending on security concerns. So please be praying for Haiti.
When I think of Haiti, it starts with the letter H. We want to pray for hope. And the other thing we want to be praying for is wisdom and deliverance for those that need to be making decisions here, both in country and those that are trying to support out of country, of course.
Elsewhere, last summer's war left deep scars on Lebanon's children. Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon tells us,
a lot of children in the Bekaa Valley and in southern Lebanon went through very traumatic experiences. Seeing their loved ones being killed, seeing many villages being totally destroyed, a lot of people had to flee for their lives.
There's a shaky ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Despite ongoing attacks, there's still hope for a more stable future in the region.
Children who are now finishing school are looking forward for a normal summer, and we're all praying for that.
Through its Summer of Hope initiative, Heart for Lebanon is ministering to these young hearts.
It's a summer activity full of hope. Hope for a prevailing peace that not only ceases the sounds of bombs and explosion, but an inner peace that we only find through accepting Christ as our personal Savior.
You'll find ways to help in the full story at our website. But most importantly, pray.
The news out of the Middle East is always one of war and destruction. What I'd like our listeners to pray for, that the new news out of the Middle East would be one of peace and tranquility, one of a new future.
And finally, with the help of a Farms International loan, Brother Somchai in rural Southeast Asia was able to develop his farm, which he uses to provide for his family. Somchai and his family live near a school. Since he was able to build a house with his profits, some students stay in his home so they don't have to travel long distances. Tim Landis with Farms International tells us,
while people have come there and been able to stay there, he's been able to evangelize and evangelize quietly.
Somchai lives in an area where Christianity is heavily persecuted. However, through his ministry of hospitality and evangelism, three families have come to Christ.
You can see how these small loans can go such a long way. I think his was just over $600. So you can see how just a little bit of money can make a huge, huge kingdom impact. And I really feel like, especially with Brother Somchai, his story is so impactful because he profited from the business, but he utilized it in a way that would be able to evangelize and be help for people.
Please pray for Somchai, his family, and his community's continued provision and protection. Pray that he can continue to evangelize and that the families who've come to Christ will grow and mature in their faith. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.